This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Intense heat in Gaza could worsen the health crisis for Palestinians, according to the World Health Organization's representative for Gaza in the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn.
We've seen massive displacement over the last weeks, and we know that that combination and the heat can cause a rise in diseases, and most likely already happening.
UNRWA Senior Deputy Director Scott Anderson described the conditions on the ground.
It's summer. It's very hot in Gaza. Nobody has electricity. Nobody has air conditioning. And in addition to staying cool, they need clean drinking water to make sure we don't have any disease outbreak. The second problem is one of solid waste management. There's trash everywhere. You drive around Jabalia, Gaza City, and you just see piles of trash everywhere. And what we need to do is work together to get enough fuel trucks and bulldozers up here to get all the trash picked up.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Ukraine and Moldova have moved a key step closer to joining the EU bloc.
Influence. Belgium adds member states have agreed the talks will start on June 25 in Luxembourg. Ukraine applied to join the bloc less than a week after Russia invaded in February 2022, and EU leaders acted with uncharacteristic speed in making it a candidate in June of that year. But the process has moved more slowly since then. Membership, if it comes, will take years or even decades. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military said Sunday that it was establishing a new safe corridor to deliver aid into Gaza. But days later, the self-declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made the aid route unsafe. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine has made numerous attacks on Russian territory and against its forces on Friday. VOA's Anna Shernikova tells us more.
The Ukrainian generals said in the early hours of Friday, Ukrainian troops launched a drone attack on Russian oil refineries, Russian radar stations, and electronic intelligence centers in the Bryansk region and in temporary occupied Crimea. In addition, the armed forces of Ukraine and the security service of Ukraine attacked a fuel and chemistry warehouse in the Russian Tambov region, as well as the Enemska oil depot in the Republic of Adygea. At least five explosions followed by fire were reported there. The local residents reported a massive drone attack before dawn on June 21st in the Krasnodar region of Russia. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
China appears to be keeping its distance as Russia and North Korea move closer to each other with a new defense pact that could tilt the balance of power among the three states. Experts say that Chinese leaders are likely fretting over a potential loss of influence over North Korea and how that could increase instability on the Korean Peninsula. Beijing so far has not commented on the deal and only reiterated boilerplate statements that it says to uphold peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and advance a political settlement of the North-South divide. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports on Capitol riot contempt.
One of former President Trump's longtime allies is asking the Supreme Court to delay his four-month prison sentence on contempt charges. The emergency application from Steve Bannon came after a federal appeals court rejected Bannon's bid to avoid reporting to prison by July 1st to serve his sentence. Earlier this month, after the judge issued the surrender date of July 1st, Bannon indicated he might take this case to the high court.
I've got great lawyers, and we're going to go all the way to Supreme Court if we have to.
The high court has asked the Justice Department to respond to Bannon's request by Wednesday, days before the court is to begin its summer recess. Bannon was convicted nearly 2 years ago of two counts of contempt of Congress. His prison term has been delayed as he appealed. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Floods in mostly arid Niger have killed at least 21 people, affected more than 6,000 others. During just the first few weeks of the African country's rainy season that runs through September, 13 people were killed when their homes collapsed. 8 died by drowning following heavy rains. That's according to the Director General of Civil Protection on national TV Thursday evening. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.